If You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? By Paul Shearer and Richard Turner. Starring Richard E. Grant, Amanda Root and Peter Capaldi.
Hello.
Giles?
Speaking.
Hi, it's Marcus.
Marcus, you old scuzzball. How the hell are you?
Great. How's the novel?
I don't... Coming along.
Great. Listen, I was wondering if you could do me a favour. I'm off skiing for a couple of weeks in Gstaad.
And you need someone to kiss you goodbye at the airport?
No. I need someone to flat it for me.
When are you going?
This afternoon.
Well, it's a bit short notice, isn't it?
Cousin let me down last minute. Fridge is full. Eat what you like. Phone's yours.
I'm writing a novel, Marcus. I can't down tools just like that.
Why can't you write it here?
Well, it's about life in Streatham.
So, James Joyce wrote Dubliners in Switzerland, didn't he?
Great. You stay at home and I'll go to Switzerland for you.
Okay. The drinks cabinet's yours as long as you don't touch the Dom Perignon 61. What do you say?
Okay.
Oh, you've saved my life, Giles. Can you come straight over? I'll give you the keys.
Yeah. See you in about an hour. Ta-ta.
Wah! Yes! Judith!
Oh. David? David, do you know where Judith is?
Giles, how am I going to finish this PhD if you keep interrupting?
This is a 2-second interruption out of a PhD that's taken you 10 years. Where's Judith?
She went to a casting for an advert.
Damn!
What's up?
Well, did you ever meet Marcus, old school chum of mine, runs his own business?
Oh, you mean that chinless twerp who holds dinner parties for rich foreigners?
There's no need to be churlish, David. Corporate entertainment is a vital service industry. Anyway, he's letting me stay in his flat while he's away.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to get Judith to stay there with me.
What makes you think she'd want to?
Well, you are joking, aren't you?
No.
It's a luxury flat in Knightsbridge, David. Once I get her to relax in her natural environment, I stand a very good chance of getting it together with her again.
She's a woman, you know, not a giant panda.
Same principle. Once I've got her away from the claustrophobic squalor of Streatham...
What's wrong with Streatham?
It's a wilderness. There's only one shop on the high street still doing good business, and that's the one selling plywood for boarding up all the others.
Well, I'd rather live here than in a neighbourhood full of braying, money-grabbing, upper-middle-class hoorays like Marcus.
Steady on. He's an old school chum.
Exactly.
We're all socialists at heart, David.
Very likely.
Marcus is giving a poor slum dweller 14 days in the lap of luxury with free booze. You can't get more lefty than that.
This isn't a slum.
Oh, come on. It's like the set of a Ken Loach film. There's rising damp, peeling 1970s wallpaper. I mean, you'd need carbon dating to establish the age of the Fablon on the kitchen shelves.
It's a bit old-fashioned and it could do with a fresh lick of paint, but it's basically a nice place.
It's a dump.
No one's forcing you to live here.
My bank manager is.
Oh. Oh, I see.
When did Judith go out?
About an hour ago.
Right. I'll leave her a note. Dear Jude, flat sitting at Marcus's for a couple of weeks. Pop over any time. Stop your kisses, Jarzy.
If I know Judith, she won't want to up sticks just like that.
Of course she will. You should see Marcus's flat. It's like the British Museum, only bigger. Even the sink tide is made of mahogany and signed by the maker. Why don't you come with me? Have a sneer at how the other half live.
You mean the other 0.2%?
Whatever.
Okay.
Great. You haven't got a tenner on you, have you? We'll need it for the cab fare.
What do you mean we need a break from the old routine?
We need a break from the old routine.
What do you mean we need a break from the old routine?
Oh yeah, you know what I mean.
What do you mean we need a break from the old routine?
We need a break from the old routine.
What do you mean we need a break from the old routine?
Give me a little break from the old routine.
And once the alarm's on, you've got 20 seconds to get out and turn both locks. Otherwise, you'll have the flying squad around here in seconds. Happened to me once. It's not pleasant, I can tell you.
Sure.
Remember, wait for the green light and then punch in the number.
Go, Marcus, go. Your taxi's waiting. The Alps beckon. David understands techie things. He'll take me through it, won't you, David?
Yeah, it's basically a simple series of subroutines in sequence.
Is it?
What did I tell you? Now off you toddle.
Right, any business calls, just tell them I'm on holiday and take a message. And please, look after the place, OK? Nice to meet you,
David.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. God, I thought he was never going to bugger off. Remember this, remember that.
What's the point of having all this if it turns you into a neurotic? Alarms, window locks, grills, panic buttons. Did you see how he went into a sweat trying to decide what tin of talcum powder to take with him? What do you reckon this lot's insured for, then?
I don't know. Thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Can he put his hand on his heart and say he actually earned that money? I mean, what sort of work is he doing that's worth that much more than emptying dustbins or sewing in a sweatshop?
David, the communist system collapsed years ago. They lost.
None of this comes without a moral price, you know.
And in one bound, David leaps from Das Kapital to the Old Testament.
Rich bastards don't come out very well in either of them.
Why can't you just accept that Marcus has found a graceful and elegant way of making a fortune, which provides him with a graceful and elegant way of life? Wow! Look! There's a real tiger skin in here.
An extinct species or just one on the endangered list?
Well, even I have to admit this is a bit over the top. Come and look, David. There's a circular waterbed. Dimmer switches. Built-in stereo. Wonder what this is. Yowza! The bed rotates!
Hey, look out!
Huh?
The whole ceiling's a mirror.
There's a side to Marcus I never suspected.
Disgusting.
Envy is one of the seven deadly sins, David. Ah, that'll be Jude.
Nah.
I bet you that tenner I owe you it is. Giles Horrocks' residence.
Hi, Giles, it's Jude.
Hi, Jude. You're looking gorgeous.
What?
Wave, you're on a candid camera.
Hello! What floor is it?
Ground floor, straight ahead of you, flat three.
Blimey! She must have come home, read your note, and shot straight out again.
I told you. Now don't go trying to mess things up, okay?
Judith's not that easily taken in.
Hello, Judith. Welcome to my humble abode.
Oh, can I come and stay, Jude? Please, can I come and stay? Oh, I love this place. Oh, please, Jude, please, I'll be very good.
The place is yours, Jude.
Hello, Judith.
Oh, hello, David.
Jude, come with me. Now, close your eyes. Now, take my hand. That's it. This way. This way. Don't look. Now, open. Ta-da! The master bedroom.
Look at that! A real tiger skin!
Disgusting, isn't it?
How can you say that, David? Tigers are magnificent animals.
Well, you should know. You've done benefits for the World Wildlife Fund, haven't you?
Don't be such a sourpuss.
He's done nothing but gripe about the place since he arrived. Come and have a look at the bathroom, Jude. It's got a solid marble jacuzzi.
Well, I suppose it's got a kind of novelty value, but you'd never call it home.
It makes our place look like a slum.
It is not a slum. Plenty of people would think themselves lucky to live in a place like ours.
Like who?
My friend Tim, for instance.
Yeah, but he's a nerd.
Well, he's a nerd because he's never known anything else. He's 30, he's never had a proper job, and he still lives in a council flat with his mum.
Oh, my heart bleeds. Why don't you put an ad in the papers, David? Offer the flat as a holiday camp for the underprivileged.
Uh-huh.
At least we're honest. You're always bleating on about helping the great unwashed, but it's all talk, isn't it?
You've only been in here 10 minutes, and already you've become more right-wing. I'm not going to hang around in this sleaze pit a moment longer.
Righto.
Yes, bye, David.
Will I be seeing you later, Judith?
No chance. I'm staying here.
Toddle back to Streatham, David, since you like it so much.
You're a couple of flakes. That's what you are.
You better save your money. Things gonna get tough again.
You better save. What do you want?
Is Tim in?
Who are you?
David.
Tim!
Who is he?
Says his name's David or something.
David who?
I don't know.
I'll be down in a minute.
Oh, go up. He's still in his pyjamas, lazy little git.
Sorry about Mum.
That's all right.
She's been on at me all week. I'm fed up with her. I'll chuck that off the bed. What did you want?
Oh, I was just on my way home and I thought I'd pop round, you know.
Right, my bloody Mum. Do this, do that, go to the shops.
You and your Mum have been getting on each other's nerves again, have you?
She said she was going to throttle me the other day. I bloody hate her.
Well, my flatmates have gone away for a few days.
You want to come and stay at my place for a bit?
Nah.
Why not?
Well, I don't know anyone round your way.
It's only the other side of the high street. Come on and do you good. We've got a satellite telly. You can go out in the evening, come home whenever you like.
I'm not a charity case, you know.
Of course not, Lars. I want something in return.
Oh, yeah.
You and I could do the place up. Slap a bit of paint up during the day. Go to the pub in the evening. I'll cook the meals. It'll be fun.
Can you do chips?
Of course I can.
Oh, all right. I'll have to ask my mum first, though.
Ah, this is the life, eh, Jude? The life we both deserve.
If only, Giles.
Shall I massage your back?
OK. Ooh, scented oil. That is divine.
Just think, I got the scholarship to Magdalen, and Marcus was the duffer who went to Bristol. I must be that close to being disgustingly rich myself. It just keeps slipping from my grasp.
It's like that with the advert I've just auditioned for.
You might get it.
I don't even dream about it.
What's it for? Ooh. Oh, there's a knot.
Ooh. Oh, I've forgotten how good you were at this. It's a car advert.
Well, that's all you see on telly these days. The repeat fees must be astronomical.
They are. It's one of those cereals, you know, like the Nescafe ads. Ooh.
How does it go?
Ooh. There's this businesswoman, you know, dynamic but sexy and feminine. She's driving her secretary, this really fanciable younger man, to this big meeting. And he turns to her and says, Sarah, do you think you'll be able to pull it off? And she gives him a long, dirty look and says, I can in a Nissan.
That's filthy.
Isn't it just? And it's pretty groundbreaking from a feminist point of view.
The part's yours, I can feel it. More champagne?
Please, it's lovely. What is it?
Dom Perignon 61. Only the best for you, Jude. Cheers.
Oh, are you sure you should be doing this, Giles?
Why not? It's only champagne.
No, I mean with your other hand.
I've massaged your back. Time to do the front.
No, Giles.
Come on, Jude.
I am not ready for this.
I bloody am.
Oh, I can see that.
Come on, Jude, it's you and me. This could be the start of something.
Look, I am enjoying the fantasy, Giles, but it's time for a reality check. We're ex-lovers. We live in poverty. We're light years away from living this kind of life.
No, we're not. We could have all of this.
Oh, how?
I could do what Marcus does, standing on my head.
Oh, it can't be as easy as that.
Foreign businessmen are easily impressed. All he does is ooze a bit of British public school charm. If I owned a flat like this, I could make millions.
That's so easy to say, isn't it?
Where did I put that phone?
Oh, I've got it. Hello?
Hi, is Marcus there?
No, can I take a message?
Just tell him Damien called about an upcoming engagement.
OK, Damien called about an upcoming engagement.
I'll take it. Give me the phone, Jude.
Giles.
Hi, Giles Horrocks here. Marcus has got me running the shop while he's on holiday.
Giles, no.
On holiday? Bugger.
Oh, no, it's no problem. I'm sure I can handle it.
Did Marcus fill you in on the way we do things?
Everything I need to know.
Right, well, I'm Damien, one of his regulars. He must have told you all about me.
The works.
Giles.
Oh, dear. I need a venue for a little get-together on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Now, Salman Mahmoud from International Ballistics is in town, and he's dying to have a word in Sir Harold's ear.
Whose ear?
Sir Harold Prestwick, backbencher. On the Defence Committee. Now, listen, this one's got a delicate label on it. Absolute discretion.
I'll lay it on with a trowel.
Good. Let's make it the usual fee, and if the deal's clinched, the £3,000 bonus, of course. Crumbs from the high table, if you know what I mean.
Make it four, and I'll give you an evening you'll never forget.
3.5?
Cash.
Giles!
Wow, Marcus really has taught you his way of doing things. Okay, cash it is.
Good. So how many for dinner?
What?
You, me, his nibs, Sir Harold, plus the charming female company, which you will, of course, provide for Salman and Sir Harold. I make that 6.
Piece of cake.
No doubt Marcus has acquainted you with all his wonderful facilities. Any problems, give me a bell.
Sure, leave it all to me. Ciao.
Giles,
you see, Jude? Now, go forth into Knightsbridge and buy yourself the best party frock on God's earth. I'm going to prove something to you.
Are you sure you know what you're doing, Giles?
Well, so is Marcus, which is practically bugger all. As far as I can gather, he holds dinner parties. All I need to do is to call his caterers and they'll do the rest. I've told you, it's a doddle.
Basically, if you concentrate on the bathroom, I'll get started on the sitting room.
What are we having for our tea?
Don't know. I'll go and get something later. Now, There's your bucket of cloth, so you can wash down.
Can we have chips?
Yes. All right. So wash the walls down first, then give them a rub.
Beans.
Down. Yeah. Yeah, and beans. Anything else?
Eggs.
Eggs, chips, and beans. Yes. Now listen, I've got white mat for the walls and white gloss.
What time are we having tea?
I don't know. Later.
My mum always lets me watch Neighbours with our tea.
All right, we'll have egg, chips and beans at 5:30. Now, there's your bucket and cloth. Get washing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's for 6 extremely discerning diners, so I want no expense spared. Saturday night, 7:30 for 8, and I want your best waitresses. No dogs, okay?
I'm back.
And as soon as your chef gets back, get him to ring me to discuss the menu. I'm thinking of something gamey, okay? Yeah. We have an account with you, is that right? Okay, yeah. Bye.
Hi, Giles.
There you go, Jude. A few phone calls and the obliging minions do all the rest. Oh, wow. Fabby frock.
I love living here, Giles. It's shopping heaven. I fell in love with this one as soon as I saw it. Then, of course, I had to get the shoes, the bag, the undies, the earrings. The sales staff were incredible. They thought of everything. Here's the receipt.
Wowza.
And you are definitely going to be able to pay my visa bill when it comes in, aren't you, Giles? This would bankrupt me.
Worry not, my queen. King Giles will settle all bills from the royal treasure chest as soon as Prince Damien coughs up the dough. Relax.
Oh, I nearly forgot. I phoned my agent this morning. I've been penciled for the advert.
What does that mean?
Well, it means the director wants me for the car advert. We're just waiting for Mr. Nissan's approval, which Susie says is more or less a formality. Oh, I'm going to be Sarah, the sexy Nissan woman.
What did I tell you, eh, Judith? We've arrived. You and me. What a team.
Giles, I'm just helping you out. It doesn't mean anything, you know.
You're fighting a losing battle, Jude. You can't possibly resist the combination of the good life and my charm for much longer. Did you find out if any of your actressy friends are free on Saturday?
Oh, yes. I've invited Annabelle.
Annabelle?
Oh, I did a show with her a couple of years ago. Oh, she's such a love.
Great! The full complement of charming female company. Roll on Saturday, that's what I say. Now, why don't you slip your new rags on and give Gilesy a sneak preview?
Okay.
Tim. Tim! Do you have to have the radio on?
No, I don't have to.
Well, could you turn it off?
No, I like having it on when I'm painting.
Well, I don't. So, could you turn it off?
You turn it off. You want it turned off.
Oh, Tim.
What?
Look at your shoes.
Oh, no, it's paint.
Oh, look at the carpet. You're bloody useless.
You're beginning to sound like my mum.
Why do you keep going on about your mum?
At least my mum doesn't burn my chips.
You were supposed to be watching the chips because I had to go up the ladder to rub down the bathroom ceiling because you suddenly remembered you get vertigo, remember? But you were too busy watching Grandstand. For Christ's sake, stand still. You're walking everywhere. Is it gloss or matte?
I don't know. What's the difference?
If it's matte, you can clean it up with water, and if it's gloss, you have to use Terps.
Me?
Yes, you. Gloss or matte?
I don't know.
What were you painting?
A wall.
Right, matte.
No, I remember now. It's gloss.
That's for the woodwork.
No, the walls.
The gloss is for the woodwork!
No need to shout! I can't remember everything.
Look, why do you think I bought a tiny little tin of gloss and a great big tin of matte?
You're a bloody slave driver, you are! Making me work on a Saturday evening.
I told you we will go to the pub later! Stand still!
I'm not in the army! I wish I'd never come here. You're a perfectionist. That's your problem.
All right. Let's stop for the day.
Great. Can I go out?
Do what you like. Here's 10 quid. Go and buy yourself a pizza or something.
Oh, does it have to be a pizza? I want chips.
Have what you like. No, don't move. I'll lay some newspaper down first.
What time have I got to be back?
I don't care.
Now, that is just like my mum, that is. I know what'll happen. I'll come back and you'll be asleep and you'll give me hell for waking you up.
I am not your bloody mother.
Oi, that's my mum you're talking about. Can I move now?
Yes, get out. Oh, don't worry. I'll tidy up this mess. Don't shut the door. I'm going to put all this paper in the dustbin.
See ya.
God, what have I done? Bloody useless waste of space.
made a complete bloody mess of the pavement.
Keeps going on about his bloody mum and... Oh, I've locked myself out.
Yeah, ground floor, flat 3. Straight ahead of you. Push the door. Right, Tricia, your girl's all ready with the drinks and canapés.
Everything's fine, don't worry.
And Marcel's happy?
Yes, he's happy.
Tell him I'm sorry for interfering just then. It's just that I really need everything to be just so, you know?
Don't worry. All great chefs have tantrums every now and again.
Yeah, I thought he was going to kill me with that knife.
He was.
Judith! Judith! Ah, hello. You must be Annabelle. I'm Giles.
Hi. Wow, what a flat. It's huge.
Come in, come in. Judith! Judith! Annabelle's here!
Annabelle! It's behind you!
This show you did together, was it a panto?
Yeah, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Here, want a bite of my Cox's Pippin?
Oh, no. Oh, that's them, it's them! Action stations, everyone! Now, Judith, Annabelle, these are sophisticated guests coming. You have to pretend you met at the RSC.
So I had to say, you can stick your teeth into my golden delicious any time.
Hi-ho, 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 it's off to where we go.
Yes.
And all the dwarves were really nice people.
Don't you mean persons of restricted growth?
Oh, aren't you the politically correct one?
Speaking of politics.
Absolutely, Salmon. Giles, ladies, shall we withdraw for a moment?
Come on, Jude. Show me this outrageous bedroom you've been telling me about.
You won't believe it. There is a mirror that sees...
So, Mr. Mahmood, to business.
Congratulations, Giles. Excellent dinner. You really pushed the boat out. Even I had to raise an eyebrow when Marcel brought in that flaming swan. Cigar?
Thanks.
Nice girls, too. Pretending to be actresses. Very original.
No, they're real actresses.
Of course they are. Sir Harold's besotted. He could hardly keep his eyes off Judith.
Frequent trips abroad for you and the Lady Prestwich so that you can keep an eye on things.
I see.
This is it. It's make or break, I reckon.
You mean the deal's about to be clinched?
Could be. Could be, man. Could be they want to monkey around a bit first. Never can tell with these sort of deals, to be honest.
What is this deal exactly? I heard Salmon say something about missile launchers.
I don't think so, Giles. That would be in breach of several UN embargo resolutions. Amnesty International would make a terrible fuss. It would be very embarrassing for Her Majesty's government. You heard nothing about missile launches. Am I making myself clear?
Yes. Yeah.
And as far as the press are concerned, this dinner never took place. Understand? Machine parts is what you heard.
Sure.
Salmon's got a lot of friends in low places.
Darian!
He's not someone you want to upset.
Sir Harold.
Oh, God. Welcome to the real world, Giles.
That bedroom is outrageous. It's like a film set.
Yeah, a Bond film.
No, a porn film.
It's opened my eyes about Marcus, I can tell you. Hey, do you want another drink?
Giles, Sir Harold wants the full pound of flesh before he signs, so, time for the postprandial entertainment.
The what?
Salman won't be partaking tonight, so you can send Annabelle off for an early bath.
Right.
But Sir Harold's dying for a spin on the revolving bed.
Sure. If that's his bag, send him in.
Right. You'll tell Judith, will you?
Judith?
Yeah. I told you, he's taken a shine to her. Oh, and Salman's asked for a line of cocaine, if you'd oblige.
Cocaine?
Yes, cocaine. There's no problem, is there?
Oh, no.
You look ill.
No, I'm fine. Judith?
Yes, Giles?
Could you accompany me to the bathroom for a moment?
Your House of Commons is the matter of economy.
Giles, I should never have doubted you. You really can do it. You're wonderful.
Thanks.
Kiss me, you smooth bastard. Are they leaving soon? Because I thought we might just...
No, not exactly. Salmon wants some coke.
What?
Well, apparently I was expected to supply cocaine. What am I going to do, Judith?
Just say no.
Oh, great. Say no to an arms dealer.
An arms dealer?
I'm scared, Judith. I'm way out of my depth with these people.
Arms dealer?
Salmon wants Sir Harold to get the government to turn a blind eye to an engineering firm in Sir Harold's constituency that wants to export £40 million worth of machine parts.
Why?
I don't know. Some despot can use them to commit human rights atrocities on the peasantry, I expect.
That's awful.
Yes!
Give him talcum powder. He's so drunk he won't know the difference.
Jude, that's inspired. Where is it?
Here.
Funny. Doesn't smell like tuck. No wonder Marcus was in a sweat trying to decide which powder to take to Switzerland. It's Coke! It's the real thing!
Salmon will get what he wants after all, then.
There was one other thing, Jude.
Yeah?
Tell me, what do you make of Sir Harold?
Gives me the creeps. He's been leering at me all evening.
Yeah, but he's quite handsome in an avuncular sort of way.
What are you getting at, Giles?
Well, the whole deal now hinges on me supplying you as a sexual service.
What?
I'm sorry, Judith. I'm sorry for the whole sorry mess. I know it's asking a lot.
You are joking, aren't you?
No, I'm seriously out of pocket on this. That dress cost a fortune.
How could you even think of it?
Well, just this once, Jude. My head's on the block. Salmon's got some pretty nasty friends.
Oh, is that supposed to make it better?
Well, can't you just think of it as an acting exercise? Please.
Giles, you are a cringing worm.
Giles? There's some scruppy geek at the door who says he's your flatmate.
Let him in. I'll be right out. Okay. If I could see another way out, Jude, I wouldn't ask you.
Looks as if I've got no bloody choice. If you weren't my best friend, I wouldn't do this, you know.
Oh, thanks, Jude. Thanks, Jude. I owe you.
You certainly do. How do I look, then?
Ravishing.
Right. Well, I suppose we're all prostituting ourselves. Except I'm the one who's doing it for real.
No. I can't let you do this. I can't. It's foul. I'll tell him to get stuffed and to hell with the consequences.
Giles.
Yes?
I misjudged you. You've actually got morals.
I suppose. That's why I'll never be as rich as Marcus.
Or as Naff.
Thanks. Here goes nothing, Jude. Right, I've got something to say.
That'll be your friend. Get rid of him quickly. Sir Harold is absolutely paranoid about snoopers.
Sure.
Hello, Giles. You'll never guess what's happened. Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you had guessed. Listen, I've locked myself out. Can I borrow your key? I just walked from Streatham. I didn't have a penny in my pocket.
Could you bugger off? You've come at rather a bad time.
Not my fault. Blame Tim.
Who? Oh, never mind. Come in. Listen, I'm sorry about this.
About what? Why did you do that? That's a panic alarm.
What the hell is going on?
Okay, stand still, David. Chin up.
Giles, is that David on the floor?
Yes, I hit him. How the hell do I turn this thing off?
What's happening? Is it terrorists?
There's been a breach of security. Damien let this man in thinking he was a friend of mine. You only have to look at him to know that's ridiculous. I kept him talking, hit the alarm, then hit him. The flying squad are on their way to deal with him.
The police?
Yes, is that a problem?
That certainly is.
You'd better get your trousers back on, Sir Harold.
No, please, we must.
Get me out of here now.
Gentlemen, I suggest a rapid exit.
Oh, what a pity we were having such a splendid evening.
Never mind. That was quick thinking, Giles.
Yes, I thought so. You leave him to me.
Good work. That was a very close shave.
Bye! Bye! What happened? Oh, something had to give. It was either my neck, Judith's body, or your face. Sorry.
What's been going on?
The high life crash landed, David. I never thought I'd say it, but I can't wait to get back to Streatham.
If You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? Was written by Paul Shearer and Richard Turner and starred Richard E. Grant, Amanda Root and Peter Capaldi. Other parts were played by Alexander Armstrong, Richard Turner, Eva Stewart, Peter Yap, and Simon Greenwald. The theme is composed by Pete Bakey. If You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? Is produced by Paul Schlesinger.